you can make estimates of how much water had to have been flowing to carve these things, and you get numbers like 100, 200 Amazon rivers all cutting loose at once. Big, big amounts of water flowing across the surface.
The other big attraction on Mars is the largest volcano and highest mountain in the solar system. Olympus Mons towers at an astounding 17 miles, three times higher than Everest. Its base covers more ground than the United Kingdom, and the massive caldera at its summit could easily swallow Greater London, Paris, and New York.
So things tend to be big on Mars. I think in part that's because the planet has lower gravity. And so when you pile up lava, you can pile it three times higher because the gravity is three times less before it'll start to collapse under its own weight.
Mars is a far more active world than previously thought. We see landslides of dust and gullies freshly carved by outflows of mysterious fluid. And this peculiar region has been claimed as a flash frozen sea, complete with fossil icebergs. Likewise, there are glaciers, geologically recent, but now buried beneath a protective blanket of dust, waiting for the next change in climate.